This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Hello and welcome again to Between the Keys. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network. I have something to tell you, which is that the Sphinxes are not to be played. Do not play the Sphinxes. The Sphinxes are forbidden to be played. Okay, so what am I talking about? What are the Sphinxes? I'll tell you. In Robert Schumann's piano suite Carnival, there are three phrases that appear and reappear as motives throughout the work. They are kind of musical cryptograms in that Schumann intends the names of the notes in these phrases to be the names of places and people. So in Schumann's score, these three mysterious phrases appear between two of the movements named Réplique and Papillon. Are you following me so far? Anyway, these three phrases are laid out in the score in big, big notes. They have no tempo or dynamic indication, and the only instruction that Schumann gives us is that these phrases are not to be played. But that hasn't stopped certain pianists from being rebellious and actually playing the forbidden Sphinxes. Now, some pianists play them rather quietly in a straightforward manner, like Alfred Cortot or Mitsuko Uchida and Walter Gieseking, for example. Here's how Walter Gieseking plays the Sphinxes. By contrast, Vladimir Horowitz banged out these phrases. But it was left to Sergei Rachmaninoff to play the Sphinxes and add tremolos and all kinds of little dissonances. Listen to this. Isn't that something? It almost sounds like Rachmaninoff is transforming Schumann into Mussorgsky, into a movement from pictures at an exhibition. We are going to hear a recently rediscovered performance of Schumann's Carnival in its entirety, which is a wonderful performance that also has a pretty wild interpolation of the Sphinx's section. That will be the main work on an episode that I'm calling Schumann Served Rare, meaning that we are going to hear some rarely performed works of Schumann, as well as some rare performances of Schumann. And in the case of the first piece that we are going to hear, it's a rarely performed work by a pianist who we rarely hear about in a rare recording. Rare. This is one of Schumann's intermezzos, Opus 4. They're very beautiful pieces, I think, maybe slightly discombobulated, yet they are still full of great ideas, and we are going to hear the intermezzo in D minor performed by a pianist named Annielle Bundervue. She lived from 1922 until 2015, very long life. She made a handful of recordings in the 1950s that have been generating a lot of buzz in collector circles. So let's hear Annielle Bundervue in Schumann's D minor intermezzo from his Opus 4.
Thank you.
Schumann's Intermezzi, Opus 4, we heard the D minor intermezzo, performed by Aniel Bundervue, a great French pianist whom we almost never hear about. It's really worth tracking down her recordings. I highly recommend that you do so. Schumann composed his Toccata in C major as a virtuoso test piece where both hands are constantly busy and mostly negotiating double notes, and it's quite a challenge to play this piece and even harder to play it well. I have a recording that may not be the fastest or flashiest Schumann toccata around, yet I think this performance brings out a lot of hidden details and inner voices that you don't always hear in the performances, and I think it really holds your attention. It was recorded in 1971, and it features the pianist Anton Cuerti, the Schumann toccata.
Thank you.
The Toccata in C major, Opus 7 by Robert Schumann, in a recording by Anton Kuerti. I did not know that Schumann actually had composed an earlier version of the Toccata, which he titled Exercise Fantastique. And although this piece has a lot of similarities to the Toccata, it's quite different, as you are going to hear right now with the pianist Olivier Chaouzou.
Thank you.
pianist Olivier Chaouzou playing music by Robert Schumann, his Exercise Fantastique, which was Schumann's first version of the piece that he eventually would completely overhaul as the Toccata Opus 7, which we heard right before. Carlo Zecchi was a student of both Ferruccio Busoni and Arthur Schnabel. He had a very active performing and recording career in the early to mid-20th century, and later on in his life he concentrated more on chamber music, conducting, and teaching. In 1967, he did this solo piano broadcast containing Schumann's cycle of children's pieces called Album for the Young. In between each selection, someone announced the name of the piece. I don't know if Zecchi himself made the announcements or it was an announcer. I'm not sure. But let's hear the 26th of the 41 pieces.
Rimembranza.
Carlo Zecchi in a selection from Schumann's Album for the Young. You are listening to Between the Keys here on the Classical Network. I'm your host, Jed Distler, and we are listening to rare works and rare performances of Robert Schumann this hour. We go now to our featured work this hour, which is one of Schumann's most popular piano pieces, Carnival, Opus 9. It's an extended suite made up of 21 short pieces that are very diverse in character and mood, yet they are unified by these recurring motifs, and in fact, the very last piece reiterates material from the previous movements. The Ukrainian-Australian pianist Yasha Spivakovsky, who lived from 1896 until 1970, had a highly distinguished touring career, and he stopped touring around 1960, I believe, for health reasons, but he continued to teach at the Melbourne Conservatory in Australia. Although he made no commercial recordings, believe it or not, a number of live performances and radio broadcasts and private home recordings have been remastered by Andrew Rose for his Pristine Audio label, including this newly released 1954 broadcast recording of Schumann's Carnival. In his program notes, the piano scholar and musicologist Mark Ainley, who has been a guest on Between the Keys, calls Yasha Spivakovsky's Schumann Carnival, and I quote, "a towering performance that characterizes to perfection the varied moods of every movement, albeit occasionally punctuated by car horns outside the Melbourne radio studio. Lyrical sections are fluidly phrased and emotively timed, while more playful movements feature a rhythmic lilt and deft articulation. Each piece brought to life through Spivakovsky's musical intellect and responsive pianistic mastery. So for the next half hour, let's listen to Schumann's Carnival, Opus 9, pianist Jascha Spivakovsky.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have been listening to Robert Schumann's Carnival, Opus 9, a suite of 21 short pieces, in a recently released 1954 broadcast performance by Yasha Spivakovsky. It was released as part of Pristine Audio's ongoing series of live broadcast and private home recordings featuring Yasha Spivakovsky, who did not make any commercial studio recordings, so this private and broadcast material is all the more valuable, and obviously he's a very special pianist. Schumann has been served rare this past hour, with rare works and rare recordings. I hope you've been enjoying what you've heard, and I'd love your feedback. You can always send a message to me through my Between the Keys Facebook page or through my personal website, jeddistler.com. That's jeddistler.com. And if there is an earlier Between the Keys episode that you've missed, or you'd like to hear one of the episodes again, you can stream them as webcasts whenever you want to listen by visiting the Classical Network's website, wwfm.org. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. I look forward to us being together next week for Between the Keys. I hope you'll tune in. This program is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Take care and have a good week.